This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We study the Haggadah and we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed so many miracles for the Jewish people. 10 Makos. And then we look at the Haggadah, according to one opinion, 10 in Mitzrayim, 50 on the Yam, according to another opinion, 40 in Mitzrayim, 200 on the Yam, according to a third opinion, 50 in Egypt, 250 on the Yam. Actually, if you add up all the Makos, the 10 Makos, plus the 10 and the 50 and the 40 and the 200, and the 50, and the 250, plus the Tzach Hadash Be'achav, there are a total of 613 Makos. With how many words did Hashem say He was going to punish the Egyptians? Well, in Parshas Lech Lecha, we have the Pasuk where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu that we're going to be strangers in a foreign land, but the nation that subjugates you, V'gam es ha'goy asher ya'avoidu, Hashem says just two words, Don Anoichi, I will judge them. And with those two words, Don Anoichi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hurled on the Mitzrim 613 Makos, Maka after Maka after Maka. It was relentless. All the Ribbono Shel Olam said was two words, and from there came a whole proliferation of Makos, says Reb Sadia Goin. With how many words did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell the Nevi'im of the great miracles of the L'Asad Lavai? With how many words did HaKadosh Baruch Hu prophesy to the Nevi'im about all the great Nisim of the end of days? Hundreds and thousands of words to Yeshaya, to Yirmiyah, to Yechezkel, to the Shar Nevi'im, to other prophets. Well, let's extrapolate, says Reb Sadia Goin. If with just two words, Don Anoichi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on the Mitzrim hundreds of Makos, let's extrapolate based on that. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said hundreds and thousands of words to Nevi'im about the end of days, how magnificent, how wondrous that will be. So we have to teach our children, we have to transmit to our children. There will be coming attractions for the Jewish people. Great days are ahead of us. We can't even begin to imagine how magnificent, how magical those days will be. We yearn and we look forward to those days. May they come speedily in our times. Wishing everyone a wonderful week.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.